It's late April, and something extraordinary is happening on the outskirts of Milwaukee. Thousands of sand martins are arriving home from their long migration. Many weeks ago, they left their winter getaway in South America, navigating using the sun, stars, and Earth's magnetic fields. Like most songbirds, their eyes may allow them to see the fields, but it's difficult for humans to imagine what that might look like. They foraged for food and made many stops as they flew over the American continents, no compass required. Now they've arrived back home for their annual mating season on the bluffs of Lake Michigan. Constructing dozens of colonies, a metropolis of martins that extends for a mile. Which is a surprising sight outside of this Rust Belt town that cleared its landscape to build industry and chased out every animal except for those that could survive off of trash, bird feeders, and leftovers. Yet, just a few miles away from the hum of the city, local birdwatchers say the sand martins have made these bluffs their summer home for more than 50 years, an avian civilization marching to a rhythm all its own. Tiny birds with big personalities. The steep bluffs keep their burrows safe, while the skies offer abundant hunting. But in 6 months, temperatures here will plummet. The race is on to find a mate and raise the next generation before it's too late. To attract a mate, this young male must create an inviting home. Here's a nice spot, high on the bluff. Looks like he's not wanted here. He must fiercely compete for a prime burrow site, because this is his first mating season, and he's arrived weeks after the older martins. He starts a new dig, but another male chases him away. Needing to recharge, he dashes away to hunt insects. Martins have slender wings, forked tails, and sense perceptions finely tuned for aerial hunting. Acrobats that feast upon the insect kingdom. This site seems promising. He uses his claws, bill, and wings to dig a burrow. This burrow will be 2 feet deep by the time he's done with a nesting chamber. In San Martin world, this is prime real estate. It's high up on the bluff, away from any ground predators. Two females are showing interest. They fly away, flirting through the air. But the interest is short-lived. To attract a mate also requires some singing talent, and unfortunately for this songbird, there's a lot of competition. The colony erupts into a symphony of song and chaos. Like all birds, their mating song is deceptive to our ears. We hear a repeated melody, but within that melody are messages spanning milliseconds. Even if we could decipher their song, we would need to slow it down to understand it. A hidden world of meaning, making sense of what sounds like chaos to us. It's late May, and the pairing off is nearly complete. This male is yet to find a partner, and when you don't have a partner, it seems like everyone else does. He belts out his best song, and luckily, a female takes interest. They dash off, dancing over the water. But will she come back? Here's his chance to seal the deal. He puffs out his impressive throat feathers. Together, they will start a family. But first, they feast. They finish digging out their burrow and build a nest. A martin lets out a warning call. The adults dash off to investigate. Chicks disappear into their burrows. Like a squadron of fighter jets, they mob it, driving it away, for now. But this kingfisher isn't going anywhere, because just like its smaller neighbors, it has babies of its own to feed. Less than 40% of chicks survive to their first birthday. This little one tested its wings too early. Parents can recognize their offspring based on vocalizations. Unfortunately, for this one, there's little that can be done. The colony's chicks are nearly 3 weeks old and are ready to start fledging. But the bluffs make learning to fly treacherous. It's as if when we learn to walk, no mistakes could be made. Aware of the danger, the chicks are reluctant to leave. So, Mom and Dad coax them by withholding food and with some encouragement. The miracle of flight. It's something to be relished. They learn to fly using sense perceptions created for the open sky. Like windsurfers, they harvest energy from air currents, while an organ in their inner ear perceives the altitude and air pressure, transforming the open sky into a perceptual data field. Once the chicks get a taste of independence, they're quick to ditch their parents and hang out with their friends. This branch has become a gathering spot for them. And soon, they disappear into the landscape, ready to begin making their way in the world on their own. The beginning of the next generation of this incredible colony. Together, they'll travel the world,